of them all. In fact, in the 1993 Bragging Rights game, he set a school record with 13 assists. He averaged, that was the triple overtime loss to, remember, was it a loss? Melvin Booker, was that a 1993, was that a loss? That was a win.
No, that was a win.
That was a win. Yeah, it was Kiwan Garris missing those free throws at the end of regulation, correct?
Exactly. I'm glad he missed it.
Yes, and you averaged 16 points and 6 rebounds in 4 games against the Illini. You were at your best in these games, young man.
Well, you know, when I came to Mizzou, it's 2 rivalries, you know, you had to join and you had to be a part of, and that's the KU rival and the Illinois Bragging Rights game. So you always wanted to play a big game in the Illinois game because it was right before Chris and all the fans talked about it.
Yeah, and that special year, of course, for you was 1994. You were the Big 8 Player of the Year, and Missouri goes 14-0 and to the Elite 8. That was one special team.
Yes, it was. And the Illinois game was the turning point of our season because we struggled beginning of the season against small schools pulling out victory. I remember beating Coppin State at the buzzer. Central Missouri, you know, played us most of the game, a close game. So after the Illinois game, that brought us closer to as a team, brought us closer together, and we ended up playing real well after that game.
So besides raising a very talented basketball player, how is Melvin Booker now spending his life?
Raising a basketball player and coaching a basketball player.
Are you
I'm the assistant coach on his high school team and his AAU traveling team.
Oh, very nice. Do you also teach at the school or do you just coach?
No, I just coach.
Very nice. And you are in Moss Point, Mississippi, where you grew up?
Yes. I'm back at my high school that I grew up. My son is playing there now, which is amazing for him to come in and break all my records.
Oh, is he on pace to break all your records? He hasn't broken them all yet, right? He's just a junior.
He's on pace to break all the school records. Some of mine and some friend of mine named Latera Green. I don't know if you know. He played at University of Georgia back in the 90s. But, he's on pace to break all the school records right now.
So tell me about Devin Booker. Give me a scouting report on him. Height, weight, how quick he is, what his best position is.
He's a 6'5 shooting guard, trying to convert him to a combo guard so he can be more of a point shooting guard, but his strength is shooting the ball. I mean, he shoots the ball extremely well. He has an IQ of a game, and, I mean, the kids just work extremely hard. You know, he's considered as one of the best juniors in the nation right now.
And in terms of recruitment, we have a lot of Missouri fans listening right now. I've heard that Mizzou and Michigan could be the front runners. How do you handicap that?
Mizzou is top on his list. Michigan is in there also. Michigan State has been showing a lot of interest. Florida is, you know, stepping up, trying to get in also. So Devin loves Mizzou a lot. He has a great time every time he goes back to visit. And like I say, they're high on his list right now.
How impressed are you with Frank Haith and his communication skills?
I am very impressed with Frank. Frank was just here last week to watch Devin play, and just communicating with Frank. He's easy to talk to, and, you know, more important, I love the system that he plays. I mean, he's a player's coach, and the atmosphere of the players when they're around him is just incredible.
Who will make the decision, Melvin Booker or Devin Booker?
Devin Booker will make the decision with the help of Melvin Booker.
Boy, it really would be nice to have that. Wouldn't that be fun for you, though, to see the name Booker on the back of a Missouri Tiger jersey for 4 years?
You know, it'd be just like seeing Booker playing my old high school again. You know, it's amazing to see him do the same thing in the gym that I played in, the high school that I played in. And, I mean, to see him doing it in college would be amazing also, in the same school that I went to.
So describe your journey after Missouri. I mean, you played in the CBA. You played with the Rockets, Nuggets, Warriors. You went to Italy. You went to Turkey. You went to Russia. You have seen the world, young man.
Hey, I've seen a lot of the world because of basketball. You know, there are experiences and friends that I've met throughout my journey of playing ball that I will always keep. And, you know, it's a blessing. I look at it as a blessing that I have the opportunity to come from a small town where I'm from and then just travel the world and play the game that I love and also get paid for it. Hey, I couldn't ask for anything better than that.
So give me your best Norm Stewart story. Give me one good Norm Stewart story in your 4 years with the legendary Tiger coach.
The main story I remember is the year, and I tell people this all the time, right before we went to the NCAA tournament, my senior year, you know, we was number one seed out west in Ogden, Utah. And some guys got in trouble hanging out in Columbia right before we left. And you know, our punishment, no one punished us. Everybody that was out that night, you know, when we got to Ogden, Utah, we wasn't allowed to check into the hotel until like 4 in the morning Utah time because we all was out that night when some kids got in trouble. And it was a great punishment. It was an eye-opener for most of us. And you know, Norm, there's a lot of stories to tell, but that's the one that just sticks out every time. It's funny that I think about it.
Boy, that 14-0 team, in terms of roles being defined, even though you're a college team, it was almost like a professional team, just how in sync and the chemistry and the way everybody was so unselfish.
Yes, we were, because we all came in as freshmen. I think we had 7 freshmen in 1990 that year, in which we all were seniors that 94 class. And we were so close that year. We had been through so much throughout our career. And then you throw in guys like Paul O'Lenny came in half the season. Julian Winfield was a transfer in. Kelly Thames was a freshman. Jason Sutherland, Derek Grimm. We probably had the deepest team in college basketball at the time, which made practice was just as intense as game that year. And that helped us a lot of games.
Okay, I'm trying to remember this. It was because I was in Ogden, Utah with you guys covering. And then you lost to Arizona after that in the game to get to the Final Four?
Yes, we lost to Arizona out in L.A.
Yeah.
Elite Eight.
And Arizona was loaded at the guard spot also, correct?
Yeah, they was loaded with Damon Stoudemire and Khalil Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they had.
So how would you characterize your relationship with Norm Stewart over the years, and do you keep in contact now?
Norm and I keep in contact now, and when I was in Europe, it was kind of hard to keep in contact with a lot of people, but since I've stopped playing ball and I'm back stateside now, you know, I come back to visit at least twice a year, and, you know, I keep in touch with a lot of old teammates. We try to get together and visit Columbia as much as possible, but, you know, hey, those memories was great.
We're talking with the former All-American at the University of Missouri, Melvin Booker. Give us an idea from a player's perspective what it was like walking onto the floor for one of those Missouri-Illinois games.
The intensity is just hard to explain because you know going into that game how important it is to the university and to the people of Missouri to pull out that victory. And to win 3 out of 4 was amazing in my career. And to be honest, that triple overtime game was probably the biggest game I ever played in my basketball career, to be honest. It's the most exciting game I ever played in. And it's just hard to explain the intensity of the game.
How about Coach Stewart's antics on the sidelines that day?
That day? You know, when Kewan Garris went to the free throw line to shoot those free throws, everybody on the team pretty much thought the game was over except Coach Stewart. I remember him saying, this game is not over. This game is not over. And the kid was a 90% free throw shooter at the time and missed both free throws, which was amazing at that time. And the crazy thing, I played against Kewan many years in Europe, and I remind him of those free throws all the time.
That's very good. I remember Coach Stewart, he was almost like past half court when Garris was shooting those free throws. It was almost like he was out there trying to jinx them or something, you know?
Exactly. He was very intense, and like I said, he was the one telling everybody that the game is not over yet. I don't remember the call that they made, but I know it was a late call at the buzzer.
Well, Melvin, we appreciate your time. One final question. Let's just say National Signing Day was happening today for Devin, and he has to choose one school. Which school do you think he'd choose? Now, he could change his mind. Let's just say it's today. Which school would he choose?
To be honest, I have no idea. I tried to figure out my son. I ask him all the time. Where does he want to go? And right now, he just say, I'm still not sure, Dad.
But Missouri's in great shape, correct?
Missouri's in great shape.
Perfect. Melvin, great to hear your voice. Thanks so much for going down memory lane with us.
Thanks for having me.
All righty. Melvin Booker, Tiger great, joining us on the press box. Really an agreeable, nice.